is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Floodwaters remain a threat more than 2 days after Hurricane Milton hit Florida. CBS's Tom Hansen reports.
In the Tampa area, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office has been rescuing people from floodwaters as the Alafaya River rises in the hurricane's deadly aftermath. Amy Winters has lived in her home for about 2 decades. She's staying vigilant until the threat from the river is gone.
Every hour it moves, every hour, and you just watch and you watch.
But Saturday morning, power remained out for close to 1.5 million homes and businesses.
Florida residents are also dealing with power outages and a shortage of gasoline. Overseas, the U.S. has struck several camps run by the Islamic State group in Syria. The U.S. military says the operation will disrupt the extremists from conducting attacks in the region and beyond. There's no letup in the fighting between Israel and militants in Gaza and Lebanon, and there are concerns about a food shortage. More from CBS's Linda Gradstein.
The U.N. World Food Program said it had not been able to distribute aid in northern Gaza since the beginning of the month. An estimated 400,000 people remain in northern Gaza despite Israeli warnings to leave their homes. Palestinians in northern Gaza say heavy bombardment continued on Saturday. Israel renewed its military offensive in Gaza almost a week ago.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in excellent health, her doctor releasing a letter saying that today. The Democratic nominee is criticizing the Republican nominee for not releasing his medical records.
It's just a further example of his lack of transparency, that on top of his unwillingness to debate again.
Former President Trump with his own criticism of Harris.
She's worse than Biden, I'm telling you. He's more intelligent than her. Can you believe this?
Trump campaigns in California today. Harris heads to North Carolina. Hundreds of hotel workers near the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport have gone on strike. Union leader Anita Seth.
Our contract expired at the end of May, and so we've been trying to get to a new contract since then, unsuccessfully.
They're calling for higher wages, changes in staffing and workloads. Boeing has announced layoffs 4 weeks after a strike by 33,000 factory workers began. Work on some planes has come to a standstill. The company says it will cut 10% of its workforce. First responders say they took a dozen people who ate toxic mushrooms to a hospital in central Pennsylvania. They say the patients are members of an Amish family who ate mushrooms they found in the woods. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, Skill Bridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The Cody James boots are made in León, which is known as the cowboy boot capital of the world because of their long history of making handcrafted cowboy boots. As far back as the 1700s, they've been making quality boots. So those craftsmen, artisans, are literally passing down those skills from generation to generation. Cody James, only at Boot Barn.
A warning about alligators.
Many of Florida's estimated 1.3 million alligators are emerging from deep water after sensing a barometric pressure drop ahead of the hurricane and going under. They're turning up in flooded streets, backyards, even inside homes. One was caught on video on a porch in Tampa. The Wall Street Journal says another lunged at a car tire as a driver slogged through high water in North Fort Myers. Now, wildlife experts are warning people to leave the gators alone. Even though they aren't looking to eat humans, if they feel threatened, they'll bite. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A woman in Washington State called 911 saying her home was surrounded by about 100 raccoons. She told deputies she'd been feeding the critters for decades, but more started turning up and becoming aggressive. Advice from the state appears to be working. She stopped feeding them, and now they've started to disperse. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few showers around, and lows in the low 40s. For tomorrow, a high near 60 and breezy, more clouds, showers, and even a few thunderstorms. And shower chances continue for Monday. Cooler high, mid-50s. Right now, it's 53.
WRJN. Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me love. No, no, no. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
When the truth is found to be
Radio Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come and get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Seeing me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Your love will take you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be.
Don't hold any back. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be, your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be, your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
Mama, you, Mama.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
W-R-J-N. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
She drives me fast and she drives me hard. She's the terror of
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off.
just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Don't bring me down. imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, then ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life I have someone.
But little does she know that when she left
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Hurricane Milton has moved on, but it's left Florida with flooding, power outages, and a gas shortage. CBS's Tom Hansen is in Tampa.
At just about every gas station we drove by, we saw people waiting and waiting for gas. The line behind me stretches from the pump to where we're standing and around the corner, but earlier, you couldn't even see the end of it.
The state is opening several fuel depots to help ease the shortage. Vice President Kamala Harris with news on her health. CBS's Nicole Killian.